Lord Jesus Christ, last week I was talking about the priest role in a mystery of confession, and I said that not one good priest looks down on a person who repents during confession, because confession is the intimate part, where a priest is just a mediator between the repentant and God. And today, I would like to talk about how we approach the mystery of confession. The confession is threefold. The first part of the confession is preparation for confession. This is the time where we sit down at a quiet place and we examine our conscience without any distractions. And we examine our conscience with the help of our prayer book. And every good prayer book has a section called either preparation for confession or just examination of conscience, which helps the faithful to uncover sins that might be forgotten or not thought that the particular thing or action is a sin. These questions are just guides to question oneself with a simple yes or no answer. For example, I have two couple examples from my prayer book, and the question is, have I neglected my daily prayers? Meaning, did I do my morning and evening prayers? If I neglected them, that is a sin, transgression against God, because I didn't remember God at that very moment. And if I did my prayers, good, I did not transgress, I remember God. Or another example, have I gossiped? Yes or no? Have I lied? Yes or no question? There is no ifs and buts. These are the simple questions which should not be rushed and should be done in a very serious manner, because we do not want to leave any stone unturned. When we prepare for confession, we want to show our God that we have prepared ourselves, so when we stand in front of the just judge, we are ready to confess everything. What I do personally is that I write my sins on the paper. So when the time comes, I know exactly what I need to say in confession, and I don't hesitate, and I don't forget anything. There's no guessing. And then after confession, I usually burn the list. It's kind of like my reward that I have won. And I have a blank slate again. This writing of sins and sinful thoughts is nothing new. St. John Climacus met many monks who had a little paper pad on their waist. And every time that they thought they had a bad thought or they have sinned, they wrote it on the paper so they don't forget it, so they can go confess it that evening to their spiritual father. And I think it is a genius practice. This examination of conscience should also put us into different state of mind. I would say the examination should put us into sobriety, where we do not seek a good time at the confessional, not a good conversation or jokes, but rather yearning for us to be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions. The second part of the confession is actual confession, where we get to say our sins. Maybe we get to have some guidance, sometimes a strong challenge, and then a penance. Or as I like to say, when I give penance, I say, for the healing of your soul, do this or that, and then absolution. When confession is regular, a confession then should be a very short. If the confession is not regular, then discussion about certain things can happen. And also some people use confession to ask questions on spiritual life, or on things that bother them in their life. I'm a young priest, but if someone told me you can either serve Divine Liturgy forever, or you can only confess people and never serve Divine Liturgy again, I would choose confession. I believe that confession is the most beautiful service that our church can offer. Without confession, there is no liturgy. There is no life. Without confession, church is dead. Confession is the heart of Christian faith. Look, We are willing to say at every divine liturgy, O Lord, I believe and profess that you are truly Christ, the Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the first. We are willing to say that we are the first sinners. But yet, is our frequency of going to confession showing that? Or are we just saying it because church said so? Church put it in a book, so we have to say it. If we acknowledge that we are the chief sinners, then we also have to be the chief penitents who want to heal their soul. The last part of confession is repentance. When we do prepare for confession, we start with repentance. We go to confession with repentant heart. And then when we receive penance, it will help us to repent that much more. It will help us to repent and heal our soul. Confession repairs the damage that the sin has left on our soul. And penance that is given at that confession is the medicine which helps to heal the wounds of our soul. Christian life is a life of repentance. And through repentance, joy comes into our life. Not the worldly joy, but joy in Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ.